Bob Freeling started using the sun's power to make electricity decades ago. Back then, it was considered something eccentric and even strange. But now he's internationally respected as a pioneer of clean power. Freeling advises world leaders and the United Nations on the best ways to use solar energy to lift people out of poverty. He's known as the man who wants to light up Africa.
It makes me sad when I look at that satellite image of Earth at night and see Africa still essentially in the dark. And
Freeling leads an NGO based in Washington, D.C. It's called the Solar Electric Light Fund, or SELF. In recent years, it has provided access to sustainable solar energy to more than 1 million people in 20 developing countries. Freeling says the greatest enemy of development is lack of electricity.
It prevents kids from reading and studying at night. It forces families to have to breathe in the carcinogenic fumes of kerosene lanterns and suffer from the fires that are caused by kerosene lamps falling down or exploding, fires that maim and kill literally thousands of people every year.
SELF installs solar panels in rural villages. The panels use cells known as photovoltaics to convert sunlight into electrical current. A battery stores the electricity and, when discharged, powers lights and other appliances. In so doing, Freeling illuminates some of the darkest parts of Africa.
It's one of the most gratifying parts of my job, the reactions of people who are able to flip a switch and have electric light come on for the first time. It's a very profound experience for them as well as for me.
The NGO's flagship project is in northern Nigeria. Most people there don't have electricity. They live in mud huts. They grow crops among desert grasslands. They cook over wood fires. They get light from kerosene lamps. But self-solar technology has transformed the lives of 7,500 Nigerians.
We electrified 3 villages in the northern state of Jigawa, and in each of the villages provided power for a number of homes, the school, the health clinic, the mosque, water pumping system, street lighting, and even a micro-enterprise center that would power a number of small businesses in the village.
Freeling says a photovoltaic system to electrify a whole village can cost thousands of dollars. He acknowledges this is a lot of money, but says in the long run, it's much cheaper than continually buying fuel and expensive parts for diesel generators. The solar electricity provided by SELF allows adults to attend literacy classes at night. It allows clinics to refrigerate vaccines and to treat patients around the clock. Freeling says it even prevents people from joining extremist groups such as Boko Haram in Nigeria.
I think that one of the greatest antidotes to this kind of terrorism is to make life better for people. And when you address basic needs, you're helping to create a world that's going to work for everybody.
Another SELF project is in the arid Besasi and Dunkasa regions of northern Benin. Freeling first visited them in 2007.
Essentially, no food was grown. Diets were very restricted. Malnutrition was widespread. You know, you'd often see these kids with a distended belly, a telltale sign of kwashiorkor, a form of malnutrition.
Self-installed solar-powered drip irrigation systems to revolutionize agriculture in the villages of Benin.
You go back and you see these fields, you know, filled with leafy green vegetables. What I noticed the first time I went back was how the women had physically filled out. You could visibly see a difference in the health of the people in the village. They were eating well.
The NGO's technology helped the villagers produce almost 2 tons of fresh food every month. The surplus allowed them to earn money for the first time in their lives.
I would say about 20% of the produce was being consumed by the families. The rest was being sold to market.
SELF experts teach villagers across Africa to install and maintain photovoltaic energy systems to ensure that breakdowns in the supply of electricity are rare.
We've had great luck in finding people, in some cases with no more than a 4th, 5th grade education, but they're smart, they're intuitive, they're good with their hands, and they become great solar technicians. We're very proud of folks that we've been able to train in Africa to become solar champions in their own right.
Freeling has done plenty to bring electricity to Africa, but his NGO cannot help everyone. and he warns that if the continent's leaders continue to neglect investment in renewable energy projects, millions of Africans will continue to languish in poverty and despair. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.